This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, a magnificent Tuesday, and I can't wait for this show because we are going to be all over the map. It's going to be a real good time. Of course, a central theme that's probably going to dominate a portion of the show is the mass importation of foreigners destroying Western civilization. Kristi Noem had to give some testimony today. Democrats are giving the game away a little bit. Tom Tillis is auditioning for a new job. El Mencho got buried in a golden coffin. The media continues to back up Pete Buttigieg, which is his favorite thing in the world. All that and so much more to come tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to that, I'm going to get to this. John Thune's out there pouring cold water on SAVE Act efforts. I don't think we're going to get it done. Doesn't look like we have the votes. We can't pass the SAVE Act. Remember, the SAVE Act is a simple show your ID to vote. I voted today in the Texas primary. By the way, if you're listening to me in the great state of Texas right now and the polls haven't closed yet, I don't know what schedule you're on. Please turn off my show and go vote. It's more important than listening to the radio. Vote in primaries. Anyway, John Thune, now we're not going to get the SAVE Act passed. We can't seem to get legislation passed that bans insider trading in Congress. You know what? I'm going to read this email. Jesse, why on earth would there be such a thing as an open primary? Okay. For those who maybe don't know, open primaries are essentially you can vote for the other side. You could just, anyone can vote in anyone's primary. And that's kind of my point. We're going to talk about the SAVE Act. Why don't we have it passed? Why don't we ban insider trading? Why do we have open primaries when those are things that are very popular with the people, with you and with me? If you go talk to normal voters, the 80%, these are 80-20 issues. 80% of normal voters say, well, yeah, you should have to show ID, of course. No, you shouldn't be able to vote in the other party's primary. That's ridiculous. No, members of Congress, given the knowledge they have, should not be allowed to insider trade with that knowledge. When I don't have that knowledge, then I have to take a beating in the stock market and they don't. These are 80-20 issues. So why don't we have these laws? Why hasn't it changed? Why don't we have term limits? Who, you know, I'm personally not a fan, but that's setting that aside. That's an 80-20 issue. Why don't we have these laws? Well, here's a sober truth that I struggle with sometimes, but when I watch politicians and I watch them lie and I watch their conduct, it reminds me that these people should all be treated like rental cars. And here's the truth of the matter. Our politicians today care about themselves more than they care about the United States of America. You are interested in politics, I'm assuming, because you think it's important. Yes, we can have a good time, and obviously we laugh and goof off on the show, and it can be fun and rewarding to work on political campaigns and run for office and all those things. It can be a good time, don't get me wrong, but you're interested in politics because it matters a lot. You care deeply about your country. I care deeply about my country. I've told you before, sometimes I carry my work home with me on heavy days. We lost an important cultural battle, election, something going on that troubles me. I actually did it last night, I'm sad to tell you. I carried my work home with me. No, when I say that, I don't walk in slamming and yelling at everybody, slamming doors and things like that. I just am quiet. I don't have a lot to say. I got a lot on my mind. I pace around the house a lot. I carry it home with me. I know you probably do too sometimes. That's because you care deeply about your country. Part of the reason, really the reason, we can't get super critical laws passed in this country is the people we elect don't have that. Isn't that crappy? Don't you hate that? I'll tell you, it eats at me how many people hold high elected office and low elected office in this country, and all they care about is themselves. All they care about is getting elected, staying elected, being a air fingers quote important person. It bothers me that you care so deeply about the country and the people you elect to lead us and I elect to lead us don't give a rat crap about the place. That you probably have moments, maybe you're in one right now, maybe you've been in one yesterday, or you have moments where it genuinely affects you. It affects your mood, your contentment, your happiness as you get wrapped up in these things. And the things that affect our elected leaders are whether or not they're going to lose the next election. It bothers me that Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and these types, that they don't go home and get sad when bad things are happening in the United States of America. The only thing that drives them emotionally is possibly losing a seat. It's the only thing that can make them despondent. That's why you don't have the SAVE Act passed. That's why you don't have an insider trading ban passed. That's why you don't have term limits. That's why you have open primaries, by the way. Why do we have open primaries? Because the scumbags in power in this country care about staying in power in this country, and that's all they care about. And that's one of the things I take home with me. That's one of the things when I wake up in the middle of the night, it crosses my mind and it keeps me up for a while. It bothers me deeply. And that has to change. And that is also why I brought up the Texas primary today. Although I realize that 99% of my audience does not live in Texas. The audience is nationwide. If you do live in Texas, when you sit around and you lament the GOP, the state of the GOP, why do they always betray us? Why don't they care? Why won't they pass this? Why won't they pass that? Well, they're selfish, as we mentioned. They only care about themselves, as we mentioned. So if you have a selfish person whose only motivation is self-interest, and that's what so many of our politicians, that's what drives them, then the only thing you can do is make that person afraid. Not physically afraid, of course. Afraid of losing their seat in power. If you can't appeal to their patriotism because they have none whatsoever, then you have to find what drives them. And what drives all these scumbags is staying in power. The reason the Texas primary election is so important today is because it potentially has nationwide fear implications. John Cornyn is one of the most powerful Republicans in Washington, D.C. He holds a leadership position in the United States Senate. He has armed security, a war chest like you can't imagine. But he's a worthless, traitorous scumbag who tries for amnesty and gun control. John Cornyn is probably going to lose his primary today. Now, maybe you're not in Texas and you're saying to yourself, why does that matter? I promise you, the Lindsey Grahams, the Mike Rounds, the John Curtises, all the GOP losers in the Senate who screw us over time and time again, I promise you, they are paying close attention to the Texas Senate primary today. And if one of the most powerful, well-funded Republicans in the United States of America goes down in a primary today, that's the kind of thing that's going to keep them up at night. That's the kind of thing that makes John Curtis wake up in the middle of the night with heartburn, saying to himself, oh my gosh, If GOP primary voters are done being lazy and stupid, if they're going to go to the polls and vote out sitting senators, what might Utah voters do to me? That's the kind of thing that keeps Lindsey Graham up at night. Uh-oh, what if South Carolina voters, what if they realize that I'm a worthless piece of neocon trash and they can vote me out? If they can do it for Cornyn, they can do it to me. Today is a day to make Republicans afraid. And I wish we didn't have the kind of Republican Party that we had to make afraid, but wish in one hand, crap in the other, and see which one fills up first. That's the kind of Republican Party we have. So let us go out and do it today. All right. We'll talk other things next.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, couple things before we move on, and we'll talk about some things that happened in hearings today and many things going on out there. I will get to a bunch of emails tonight. I know I was negligent last night, all kinds of things, but couple things. I already mentioned the Texas primary. Remember, Democrats are having a Texas primary as well today. What, Chris? Don't get ahead of me. And I just want Jasmine Crockett. She's running in that primary. I want her to know that we are behind her. That we at the Jesse Kelly Show, you know, I don't actually, I'm an idiot. I should have done this sooner. It's probably too late. I've never endorsed a candidate, as I mentioned. That's something that I just don't do. I think it's always kind of dumb. A radio host endorsed somebody. Who cares about what a radio host endorses? But I've never endorsed a candidate. Right now, I'm announcing nationally to the whole country, I am endorsing Jasmine Crockett in the Texas Democrat primary. What, Chris? And maybe you're thinking, whoa, that's crazy. Why? Do I need to remind you about her introduction when she announced she was running?
Okay. She ain't never scared and she ain't never been. Who is willing to go toe-to-toe against the president?
Absolutely.
I can't wrap my head around someone who votes Republican. She advocates.
Yo, yo, yo.
For feeding kids, they protect folks touching them. Trump invading his own country with our army. What a joke. We remember Pearl Harbor by illegally bombing boats. But y'all thought we wasn't gonna do nothing, buddy. Think again. They only trying to scare out of women because they think she'll win. Listen, thought I told y'all we ain't never scared. Now look who name on the docket. Got two words for every racist bigot. Jasmine Crockett. Yeah, that might be true, but in all the history,
y'all hear the word. It's okay, he just forgot the words. He's gonna keep going.
Me, I hope my money goes to side that isn't trying to say affordability is a hoax. She stand on business, Austin Toast.
I can't. By the way, I don't want you to think that's a parody. That's really how Jasmine Crockett was introduced when she announced her Senate run. And if Jasmine Crockett loses, if she loses this Democrat primary, we're going to be denied more of that content going forward. And we need Jasmine Crockett to succeed. So please, look, if you know any Democrats, text them right now.
People will be texting.
Text them and tell them Jasmine needs your support. When I went and voted today in the primary, the Jasmine Crockett signs were all around the polling place. And the only thing that stopped me from taking a selfie in front of one of them is I'm not a selfie guy. I always feel like a teenage girl, so I try to avoid taking selfies. I don't like to take pictures of myself out in public. There's way too much of that. But, man, we're rooting for you, Jasmine. Endorsement. The Jesse Kelly Show endorsement, Chris. You're part of this now, too. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You can't wash your hands of it, Chris. I've made the decision as a show. We have chosen to endorse Jasmine Crockett in the Democrat primary. Also, a little bit of heavy news. Went to Jack in the Box today. I don't eat a lot of fast food, okay? So don't lecture me. I still eat some because I'm white trash and I'm an American. And Jack in the Box is one of the more underrated fast food places out there. I go through the drive-thru of Jack in the Box. I'm, of course, going to get seasoned curlies with my sourdough Jack and my jalapeno poppers and everything, the seasoned curly fries. I don't know whether this is a nationwide thing, whether this is some kind of temporary thing. We're out of them. There were no seasoned curlies on the Jack in the Box menu when I went through Jack in the Box today. They instead had potato wedges. That's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I'm aghast. I'm also aghast at how many people are pretty openly trying to hand Western civilization to foreigners. It's everywhere you see. And it's sadly Republicans in red states as well. This is a candidate for governor in Oklahoma. This is a Republican.
Any immigrant that wants to come to the United States, to come to Oklahoma and integrate into our state, I welcome you with open arms.
This is how they talk. This is Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois.
Although immigrants as a group commit less crime than native-born Americans, there is no excuse for violence. And what you've gone through is a just terrible situation that I willingly acknowledge.
This is Representative Sarah Jacobs.
Why don't you enforce, enhance, support, and strengthen laws to remove non-American undocumented individuals currently in this country? The social programs used by these groups is an immoral economic burden on American taxpayers.
Rogelio, I hear your concerns about costs. But I think we also need to sort of make sure that we're all understanding what's actually happening. So this administration is not actually going after undocumented criminals.
Yeah. We have more. Next.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Do not forget, I already mentioned this last night, but I am not a war correspondent. I'm not a big foreign policy guy. I care about America, Americans, but there are Americans in harm's way right now. And no matter how you feel about that, please keep them and their families in your prayers. I know the stories I heard from my family when I got back about them staying up into the night, watching the news, hoping to get a glimpse of me, dreading the potential knock at the door. There are families all across the United States of America going through that right now. Pray for those families. Pray, pray, pray. Prayer is effective. You understand? Pray. They need it right now. Back to what we were discussing. California Attorney General promises to prosecute anyone investigating Somali fraud. Remember this guy from Maine who stepped up and told Democrats, watch yourself?
My name is Mohammed. I'm speaking today on behalf of the Somali community in Lewiston. Some of you sitting here today, we voted for you. We elected you to protect our community interest, not creating division or go after one elected member from our community. If this narrative continues, our community will be forced to re-examine our relationship or political relationship, including our relationship with the Democratic Party and who will be voting in the future. This is not a threat.
The Communists and the Democrat Party have collaborated with the foreigners to destroy your country, and there are GOPers who help them do it as well. Virginia Governor Spanberger faces blowback after releasing illegal immigrant who stabs woman to death. Democrats believe it is good for destroying the country and good for keeping them in power to massively import foreigners, grant those foreigners legal protection, thus destroying your country, your neighborhood, your school, your safety, but keeping Democrats in power forever. And it's not only the illegals, remember that, before we get to this testimony from today, it's the legals. Afghan migrant, 18, forced his way into neighbor's New York home and attacked him for being Pakistani. We now have brought over foreign savages who bring their clan wars into the United States of America. And this has been done for decades by the scumbag politicians in this country. Dick Durbin to Kristi Noem today.
85% of the 400,000 immigrants that ICE arrested during President Trump's first term in office had no violent criminal record. The president said over and over at his rallies, we're going after the worst of the worst, the terrorists, the murderers, the rapists. And then it turns out that 85% of the people you've gone after have no criminal history whatsoever. How do you explain that?
Sir, when you talk about violent crimes, what you're saying, the crimes that don't matter, that you aren't counting, are ones that affect American families every single day. You're not counting DUIs. You're not counting embezzlements. You're not counting theft. And you're not counting the other crimes against people and drug trafficking and...
Democrats bring these people into the country and then get offer them legal protection. And keep in mind, legal immigration is just as, if not more damaging than illegal immigration. Mass migration into a nation from one third world dump into another, or into the United States of America, does not suddenly become wonderful just because politicians determine it to be legal. It destroys a country. And they're doing it on purpose. Headline, Indian official says Canada needs 60 million more people as Carney, the PM of Canada, visits New Delhi. They're doing it to us. They're doing it on purpose, massively importing more foreigners. Now, I'm going to get to this from today. Couple things before we get to emails and other stuff. I'm, as you know, not a huge fan of Senator John Kennedy. I know you are. John Kennedy, the Louisiana senator who rips off jokes that I've heard 1,000 times and says them on Fox News, and everyone sits back and goes, hardy, hard, har, and he just told a joke about his Uncle Cooter. Ah, what a hilarious jokester. And then he goes and votes to screw us over time and time again. He's got a great racket going. He serves the D.C. swamp, but because he makes you laugh, people love John Kennedy. I do not. That said, he had some tough questions for Kristi Noem today. Some legitimate tough questions. This is why I've not enjoyed Kristi Noem as being DHS secretary. I understand why Trump put her there. You kind of put the powerhouses in place. She's a big name. She's very pretty. So I understand that. The appeal of having her be the face of something. I totally get that. But Kristi Noem is about Kristi Noem. She has always been about Kristi Noem. I don't care that these are all Republicans. This is my money and this is your money. And this is a very fair question.
How do you square that concern for waste, which I share, with the fact that you have spent $220 million running television advertisements that feature you prominently?
Sir, the president tasked me with getting the message out to the country and to other countries where we were seeing the invasion come from, with putting commercials out that told them that if they were in this country illegally, that they needed to leave, or we would detain them and remove them, and they'd not get the chance to come back to America the right way. That has been extremely effective.
Ask you to run these advertisements, is that right?
We had that conversation, yes, before I was put in this position and sworn in and confirmed, and since then as well.
He goes on. It's three parts. Stay with me.
And the people that you ended up picking were people who had formerly done your political work back in South Dakota, is that right?
No, that's not correct, sir.
I think it is.
No, it's not, sir. The individuals who... I believe the careers who they chose were two different media firms. There's been conversation about their subcontractors, but we have no legal authority to look into subcontractors on work like that. And one thing, Senator, I think would be helpful to know is how effective that communications has been.
Effective in your name recognition. I mean, to me, it puts the president in a terribly awkward spot. I'm not saying you're not telling the truth. It's just hard for me to believe, knowing the president as I do, that you said, Mr. President, here's some ads I've cut, and I'm going to spend $220 million. It's something we have to defend. I'm on the Appropriations Committee.
And there's one final part to it. I know this makes people squirm in their chairs. Maybe you're squirming now. This is your money. My money. It's not there so politicians can play with it and promote themselves. Here it is.
My research shows that you did not bid them out, that you pick, in fact, one of the people you picked, the strategy group, I'm sorry, Safe America Media, was a company formed 11 days before you picked them, and that the strategy group got most of the money, and the head of that is married to your former spokesperson. Look, we all have friends.
Just so you're covering that, just so you're tracking this, the group was formed 11 days before they were handed millions and millions of dollars of your money, and the person who heads it is married to Kristi Noem's former spokesman. That's wrong, man.
Who are qualified. I'm not quibbling with that. It troubles me. A fifth to a quarter of $1 billion of taxpayer money when we're scratching for every penny and we're fighting over rescission packages. I just can't agree with Madam Secretary.
Record credit card debt, $220 million to Kristi Noem's friends of your money. That's friggin' wrong. We'll do some emails next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, primary day. Get out there and vote. Get out there and make the rhinos afraid. And if you're a Democrat, get out there and vote for the Jesse Kelly endorsed candidate.
Okay. She ain't never scared and she ain't never been. Who is willing to go toe-to-toe against the president? I can't wrap my head around someone who votes Republican. She advocate for...
Go vote Jasmine Crockett today. Jesse, is it possible? Oh, this is about Iran. I told you I was going to answer your emails. You got questions about it. Is it possible Donald Trump knows the value of controlling oil? A couple years ago, Trump had an interview where he said Bush Sr. and Jr. made serious mistakes in Kuwait and Iraq after their defeat when they didn't take the oil. Do you think oil is the motive for Venezuela and the Iranian takeover? Okay, so we're going to get to that portion of it in a moment. First, Donald Trump is extremely correct and has been correct about that portion of it, where Americans gave their lives in places like Iraq. Americans received what for that? We were told that we had to go over there and save the Iraqi people from Saddam Hussein, but then we just left all their resources for them. We didn't take anything. Well, that's a bad look. And Donald Trump, a businessman, he generally approaches things from a business perspective. To his credit, has been loudly speaking out against that for years. He one said we shouldn't have gone, but two, he said, well, why would you go and not take any of the oil? The country runs on oil. The world's economy functions on oil. Everything is either made from it or shipped with it or both. It's crazy. So let's talk about China. Trump is loudly speaking out and has been for a long time against China. Again, that is to his credit. China has declared a war against the United States of America, not a hot war, praise God, but a fairly open war. They're honest about it. They intend to be the number one power on the globe, and they are focused on that. And they fight that war in a variety of different ways. They fund street communism in this country. They fund America-hating universities in this country, America-hating media. They bring biological warfare over here. They have spy balloons over here. There's look, fentanyl comes from China, the precursors to it. There's a million different ways China has declared war on this country. Trump says, okay, well, then it's on. But how do you do that? Because you don't want to be lobbing missiles at each other. How do you do that? Well, what's that saying we love so much on this show? Professionals study logistics. Amateurs study tactics. Professionals study logistics. You know, in Japan, in World War II, they reached a point where they couldn't make their Navy move anymore because there just wasn't, they didn't have the gas, they didn't have the oil for it. They were running basically crude oil through their naval ships, which would just destroy it. You can't go far. It's just going to wreck everything. Unrefined oil, they're just dumping it in there, just trying to make them go. Well, what's a Navy if it can't move? It's nothing. Can't do anything. If China is cut off from oil, it doesn't matter how many people they have. It doesn't matter how many subs they have in the water or satellites they have up top. Without oil, China can't go. So if you take Venezuela, which we did, if you seize control of their oil, and if you do the same thing with Iran, it's not that you have cut off China's supply lines. Remember, we're still allowing Venezuela to sell oil to China at market rates. We'll do the same thing in Iran. But what you've done is you've given yourself control of a kill switch if China takes something too far and does something you don't like. China is dumping boats into the water daily. China is building an amphibious fleet. China, because of their people problem, they don't have enough people. They are actually a dying country, believe it or not, because of their stupid one-child policy. Well, there's a lot of reasons. It doesn't matter. China believes they have a very limited window in which to take control of Taiwan. A limited window. You do not build up a military the way China is building up a military unless you intend to use it. Pause on this, sidetrack again for a moment. Remember last week, I think it was Thursday, when I told you we're about to attack Iran? I told you over and over and over again. Why did I tell you that? I explained it. When you're bringing that much military hardware overseas, you intend to use it. You almost have to use it. China, when they are building up a military like this, they are building it to use it. It is not a show of force. They intend to use it. Now, we don't want China taking Taiwan. We also don't want to get in a hot war with the really probably the only other country that could make us feel major, major pain. Outside of nuclear weapons, I realize you can always fire a nuke at somebody. So what could we do? Hey, China. No more oil for you. No more Venezuelan oil. No more Iranian oil. You are cut off. That definitely is part of the Trump administration's thinking when it comes to Iran controlling the oil. Now, that doesn't change everything we discussed yesterday about my concerns. I have grave, grave concerns about regime change. It's just not clean. You want it to be clean. It's easy to point to a bad guy and say that's a bad guy. And when you're a country like the United States of America, it's easy to kill a bad guy. We'll send planes from friggin' Iowa clear around the globe and we'll kill bad guys. We can do anything. We can force project across the globe. It's easy to identify a bad man and kill a bad man. Replacing him with a good man is a whole other story entirely. I'll talk to you about Cuba, because Trump said something recently about Cuba. I'm going to stay on this subject, but switch it a little bit and talk about Cuba in a moment. Before I discuss Cuba, I want to discuss this with you. Because of communists and the Republicans who aid them, the United States of America has a bunch of violent criminals roaming the streets, and not just in blue areas, in red areas as well. There are monsters among us. And you always need to have a plan to stop one. I couldn't imagine getting that phone call about one of my sons. Something terrible happened. Do the people you love carry something on them that will allow them to stop a bad person? A phone won't do it. What do they carry on them? Byrna has compact launchers. They're so small they fit in your purse, holster, whatever. Get a Byrna compact launcher. They're legal everywhere because they're non-lethal. Shoots tear gas balls or kinetic rounds. Non-lethal. So you can have one. I'm in California. Get one in California. BYRNA. Byrna.com/Jesse. We'll be back.